I'm Mark Mallett. This is the Now Word for March 5th, 2016. Our Lenten retreat continues now into day 22, and I want to reflect on the powerful light of purity. A revolution of the mind, as we were discussing yesterday, becomes the gateway to the sixth path that opens our hearts to the presence of God. For the intellect and will are what protect and foster purity of heart. And Jesus said, "Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God." Well, in truth, to talk of purity of heart in our day and age is about as foreign as speaking to Mexicans about snow. The idea of chastity, virginity, abstinence, modesty, monogamy, self-control, orthodoxy, etc., are routinely mocked in the mainstream. And it's tragic, because the clean of heart will see God. And by this it means not only the beatific vision, when a soul will meet God face to face for eternity, but purity of heart, even now, says the Catechism, enables us to see according to God. Yes, something beautiful happens when our hearts walk in innocence. God is more readily perceived in creation, more visible in truth, beauty, and goodness, and more apparent in our neighbor. The heart is moved with authentic love because it recognizes Jesus even in the least of the brothers. It sees God's hand even in suffering, and it perceives His will in even the most insignificant duties of the moment. So the pure of heart are joyful, for they walk always in the will of God, which is their resting place. And thus, even as they carry their crosses, their yoke is easy and burden light. That is, they see God in every circumstance. Moreover, such souls shine with a divine radiance because it's no longer they who live, but Christ living in them. Uninhibited by self-love, the pure in heart reflect Jesus the way an unblemished mirror reflects sunlight, with a supernatural brilliance that penetrates even the most dense darkness. Because through obedience, they've allowed the Spirit of God to purge their souls of the stain of sin and attachment to disordered passions. They're well acquainted with their interior poverty apart from God, but submerged in peace because His mercy sustains them. With Mary, they too can cry out, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for He has regarded the low estate of His handmaiden." The pure soul is like a fleck of dust caught in the orbit of the sun. Pulled more and more by its gravity, it eventually bursts into flame, becoming one with its elements. Well, the more pure of heart a soul becomes, the more it is drawn into the depths of the Sacred Heart and set aflame with the fires of charity until at last it is one with the sun. How the Lord yearns for this unity of hearts with you, my brother. How He longs to make your soul glisten with purity, my sister. And if you think such joy is beyond you, then look again at the cross. Look again to see how far Jesus has gone to make this possible. What is required is that you begin today, one step at a time, to walk upon the narrow pilgrim road, rejecting temptation to your right and illusion to your left. Now, listen very carefully. Satan is desperate to do everything possible to stain your soul, to prevent you from both seeing God and others from seeing Him in you. This is why the world today is under a deluge of impurity. Satan knows his time now is very, very short, and that Mary is ready to call her army forth as she sets their hearts ablaze with the flame of love from her heart, that flame who is Jesus. As she revealed in the approved messages to Elizabeth Kindleman, she said, "The elect souls will have to fight the Prince of Darkness. It will be a frightening storm. No, not a storm, but a hurricane devastating everything. He wants to destroy the faith and confidence of the elect. I will always be beside you in the storm that is now brewing," I am your mother. I can help you, and I want to. You will see everywhere the light of my flame of love, sprouting out like a flash of lightning, illuminating heaven and earth, and with which I will inflame even the dark and languid souls. It will be the great miracle of light, blinding Satan. The torrential flood of blessings about to jolt the world must begin with the small number of the most humble souls. Each person getting this message should receive it as an invitation, and no one should take offense nor ignore it. And so, my brothers and sisters, let us simply say yes to this invitation and invite Our Lady, the most pure of all creatures and our Mother, to help us become clean of heart, so that her Son Jesus may reign in the world through us. In summary then, purity of heart enables us to see God wherever He is and allow Him to reign in us until we see Him face to face. And finally, my brothers and sisters, as St. Paul says, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Then the God of peace will be with you.